Hello and welcome to Prestabilious, Excellence in Marketing. I'm Connie Reagan-Green, and this is the first episode in the year 2020, so welcome. It's just after 4 in the morning for me in Southern California. I'm back home after many, many travels over the last month and a half, and it is Sunday, January 12th, so I wanted to get started. I am fully committed to doing this podcast twice a month throughout 2020, as I did in 2019. So let's talk about many things. I think of this year as a year for 2020 vision. That seems to just fit. I don't think it's a cliche at all. And clarity comes with vision, and also perspective. So those are the words that I've chosen. I choose words every year, and I want to have clear vision so that I can enhance my perspective. And that's how I'm feeling about things. And today, I'd like to talk about where I've been and how that relates to you and how I can help you, what's current, and what's on the horizon. So let's start out with books. And I became an author for the first time in the summer of 2010. Was it? Yeah, summer of 2010. So that means it's now been almost 10 years since I published my first book. And at that time, I just wanted to have a published book on a topic that I knew something about, and it was Huge Profits with a Tiny List, 50 Ways to Use Relationship Marketing to Increase Your Bottom Line. And it was blog posts I had written on that topic. I compiled them, and the book was a big hit. So I quickly followed it up with another book and another within that first year. And now I like to write two books a year, and these are full-length books that are, you know, published by my publishing company, which is Hunter's Moon Publishing, and available to people at a low cost so they can learn from me before they step into something bigger, courses with me, mentoring, something like that. So for last year, for 2019, I published Local Business Marketing, Making the Phone Ring for Businesses Everywhere, which was actually my second stream of income. It came right after affiliate marketing. I began helping a family member with his business, and I joined Rotary, and then I was telling people what I was doing for the family member, and they wanted me to do it for them, so they were paying me to do it, and that's how I was able to reach six figures. And I decided to finally write a book. I've had a course for a long time, and I now co-teach that course. But I decided I really wanted to write the book, get that information out in a much bigger way. So I did that in May of 2019. That book was published. In August of 2019, I co-wrote a book with Ellen Finkelstein, and it's called Authors! The Quick Book-to-Business Method, Turning Your Book into an Ongoing Revenue Stream. And Ellen and I had begun teaching a course on this topic and decided to put it into a book. So very, very exciting. So what about books currently? Well, currently I am preparing an outline along with Ellen Finkelstein once again, and we will be doing a book that's about speaking. So it's geared toward people who want to be speakers or who are already speakers and how they can really create income around the speaking. So I'm very excited about that. But before that book gets underway, in the next few days, I will have my first book of 2020, and it's called The Road Trip, An Entrepreneur's Journey of Self-Discovery. And the reason that book is not already published today on January 12, 2020, is because of a colon. It was after The Road Trip. And if you're familiar with getting an ISBN number, I have those through Bowker's, which is the way that those ISBNs are. And it's the International Standard Book Number. And they're distributed through Bowker's. And I have it through my Hunter's Moon publishing company. And I couldn't figure out why the book wasn't being published by Amazon, why there was always a glitch. And this has been for the last 3 days. And it turns out that in one place I had a colon after The Road Trip, and in another place I didn't. And it has to be exact. They're pickier than ever about that. And I guess they have their reasons for that. They want everything to be, you know, the same throughout. They want to have continuity with their programs. But that book will be out in the next few days. I have a call scheduled with Balker in New York first thing in the morning. So that will be happening. So let's talk about where I've been and how that relates to you in terms of products and courses. So I've continued with my Really Simple series. And what I like to do with those is to teach one season at a time. So the first season, I do it at a lower price. It's an introductory pricing. I want people to come in and really kind of build the course along with me, and it's six sessions usually. And as I do that, then I'm getting ideas from the people in the course and my own ideas about how I'll do it the next time in of next season. So I have season two of many of my courses and even season three of some of them. When people come aboard for season one to get it all started with me, then they're grandfathered in for everything that I do in the future. So that's an excellent way to think about things. So other things that I'm doing, blogging. And for some reason, people still aren't excited about the idea of blogging. I want you to get excited about it because the possibilities are just so huge. I make a lot of money with my blogs. I have two main blogs at ConnieReaganGreen.com, and Reagan is R-A-G-E-N, and green is green like the color. That means no E on the end. So ConnieReaganGreen.com. My other main blog is at HugeProfitsTinyList.com. And for the new year, for 2020, I've posted once on each of those, and I have over 3,000 posts on those two sites. And what this does is it enables me to have ongoing content that I can syndicate. I've written on just about every topic that I ever talk about or teach or discuss or recommend somebody for affiliate marketing, something like that through an affiliate link. And that really serves me well. So I don't want you to say, oh, Connie has 3,000 blog posts. I'll never have that many. Instead, start from where you are. We can only do that. When I came online, everybody had been doing everything, including blogging, which was pretty new. I came online in 2006, and blogging really didn't take off until about 2004. And there were people already that had blogged for 1 or 2 years, and some of them had 100 posts, and I didn't let myself think they have 100 posts, I'll never catch up, because it's not a competition. We're doing our best every single day to build and grow our business and a lifestyle that will serve us so that we can have time freedom and financial freedom. So start from where you are. I do most of my writing myself, but I do use PLR, Private Label Rights Content. And if you join my list through either of those sites, ConnieReaganGreen.com or HugeProfitsTinyList.com or any place else, you'll see that I do talk about the PLR providers that I recommend. So I recommend about 12, but it might be up to about 15 people. I'm very careful before I add someone to my list of recommended PLR providers. And it's because we only want the highest quality. Anything else is just not acceptable. So you can use those for your post as well. So also, let's talk about live events. I've been doing live events since 2010. And in the beginning, the first couple of years, I did 5 or 6 events with Dr. Jeanette Cates. And she had been around since the mid-90s, which was really fantastic. Because I went to her and I said, we were in a mastermind together, and I was the new person. And I said, I would like to start doing live events, but I don't have any idea how to really get them started. I've been to a handful of live events now, and I want to be part of that. And this was in 2009. And she said, yes. She said, I used to do that quite a bit. I'm happy to partner with you. So we did that, and it was just fantastic. We had so much fun. We did large events, small events, you know, everything in between during those 5 or 6 times. I can't remember if it was 5 or 6. As time goes on, my memory, I have to look things up more. So when we stopped doing them, we just got to a point where it just wasn't interesting for us anymore, and there wasn't a new topic that we wanted to cover. So we just decided, without even having a discussion about it, that we wouldn't do it anymore. Our last one was in Austin, Texas, and I think we just kind of knew that we wouldn't do it together anymore. So about a year later, I called her up, and I said, Jeanette, I said, I think I'm going to start doing events on my own. And I wanted to do it this way. I didn't need her permission, but I wanted her blessing. I wanted her to hear it from me first and to have a discussion with me about what I was planning, what I was going to do before she would see it online somewhere. I just, or hear it from someone else. And that worked out so well, because we want to always be respectful of people that we know online, because these people are the fabric of our life. They really are. And I love and respect anybody that I do any work with. So what I did was I told her my ideas, and she gave me some ideas as well. And the following year then, I started doing events in Las Vegas. I did two a year there for a number of years. And finally, the recession was over. Business was booming in the conference space in Las Vegas, and I wasn't able to book almost anywhere in Vegas. Everything was booked up for many months in advance. And so I went to the people I mentor, and I said, I think I might use a hotel in Los Angeles that I've attended events at, but I haven't ever hosted one there. I think I'm going to do that. Is that all right with everyone? Because I always want to make sure it's okay with my core group of people. And they were excited. They were excited to leave Las Vegas for a number of reasons, some of which I didn't even know. And they were thrilled to go to the hotel in Los Angeles. It's, you know, 5 miles from LAX, which can be 15 minutes or 45 minutes, depending on the traffic. But that event, that location, I've now used for a dozen events. I've been there for 6 years. I believe this is my seventh year. And I have an event coming up in March. And it's part of what I call the Weekend Marketer Series. And this time we're going to be talking about funnels and systems, and I'm just very, very excited about everything that we're doing. And I always have some excellent guest speakers, so be sure to connect with me if you're interested in attending. I believe that everyone should attend two live events a year. And I attended my first event after I'd been online about a year and a half, and that's where I met Jeanette. That's where I joined my first mastermind. That's where everything changed for me, and I remember at the time, and that was a $2,000 event, because events used to be very expensive, and I didn't have frequent flyer miles, because I hadn't been flying very regularly, and I had to purchase a ticket, and I shared a room with a lady that I had met online, but never in person, and I got there, so I'm in Southern California. I flew to Atlanta for the event. It was a big seminar, if you're familiar with that. They used to do that for years. And I go into the room where we're going to be meeting, and I didn't realize that there would be 2,000 people there. And I was just shocked by the magnitude of the event. And they gave you dinner every day. I mean, this was an elaborate affair. It was really fantastic. And I remember thinking at the time, why have I not been coming to live events already? What held me back? The number one reason was I felt like I didn't have enough money. Number two, I felt that it wouldn't be helpful to me, that everybody there would already know more than me, and that even the speakers would be speaking to more intermediate and advanced people rather than to beginning people. So both of those things were really just misconceptions on my part. And in terms of money, my thought right then was, you know, I have a couple of credit cards. I really could have put, you know, part of it on one, part of it on another. I really should have done it, because I made my money back from that first event within a few weeks. So now I do everything within my power to encourage people to come. And over all these years, I've had many people at each event that are at an event for the first time. No one has ever regretted their decision to attend. So the way I do it is a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday's a mastermind day. We go to the beach. So we're just 2 miles from the beach, that hotel. It's Manhattan Beach and the Manhattan Beach Pier. People get to know each other. They start to ask questions. It helps me and the speakers. Everybody's there that first day. It helps me and the speakers determine more specifically what we will be covering for that particular group. So it's almost a custom-made event around the topic, around the theme that I do for each time. So again, two events a year, make it happen. And maybe where you live there's something local, or at least not too far, something where you could drive. And if it's a one-day event, then you wouldn't even be spending the night in a hotel. So don't let money stop you, and don't let the idea that the event wouldn't be right for you stop you. I'll leave you with that. So blogging, so important. Live events are important. My course, so where I've been in the category here in my notes about where I've been, my course, syndicationoptimization.com, continues to be the most popular course that I did in 2019, and I'm continuing to do it in 2020. I just did another live webinar session yesterday on the 11th, and there will be another live session February 22nd. So it's a very low investment. I want you to come aboard. I expect to see you virtually at the next session. And it has a training guide that's about 70 pages. And I do an addendum, which means every time I do a live session, I add it as a new lesson. So I've now done 4 lessons and 4 webinars. And that will continue probably every 6 to 8 weeks during 2020. And it's something that will make a difference. So what is syndication? People all the time ask me, and sometimes they say, oh, I didn't understand really what you meant by syndication. So if you are old enough to remember Ann Landers, the advice columnist, in the late 1950s, because I did research on this, in the late 1950s, she had a column. So she wrote an article, and I guess it was weekly article, and it was in a newspaper in Chicago, one of the two main papers in Chicago. I can't recall if it was the Sun-Times or which one it was, or the Tribune. And she had that there, and a lot of people were so excited. They said, gee, if we could only get the paper. And finally, you were able to buy a newspaper from Chicago, wherever you lived in the United States. But it was expensive. It was about $5 to buy that newspaper. But people did, because they wanted not only Ann Landers' column, but others. And finally in the 60s, so I was just a little girl, and finally I can remember my mother saying, finally we're going to get Ann Landers' column in our newspaper. And so her column was syndicated throughout the country. So think of syndication as one person, so that's you or me, one person writes something or does an audio or does a video, so creates content of some type in some format, that instead of it only being able to be shared locally, it can be shared now globally in a moment's notice. So like Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing, it goes out to the whole world. It doesn't matter where people are, they're able to access it. So our world has been shrinking, and for syndication, it's a great thing. So if you follow me on Twitter, and I'm Connie Green on Twitter, twitter.com/Connie Green, you can get an idea of where my syndication begins. Everything that I create will be tweeted out on Twitter as a starting point. And then it goes so much further and so much deeper. So that's something that I want to share with you. Here's a quote that I want to share that I really love. It's from John Lennon. And it's from one of his songs. It's called Beautiful Boy. He wrote it for Sean, his son, because his son was only, I think he was only 5 years old when John was assassinated. And this is the quote. Life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans. And think about that in relation to your life, personally, and to your business. While you're making great plans to do things, your life is happening to you. So we have to live more in the moment, and I think that goes back to our 2020 vision and clarity and perspective. Enjoy every moment and know that every action we take moves us closer to our goals or further away from them. So if I don't focus on the things that I know are important, writing my books and doing the blog posts, and syndicating all of my content, teaching my courses, doing live events, if I don't focus on that, my life just happens anyway, and I'm making plans to do something. So instead, take action, take massive action. It will serve you well. So what else do I want to share with you? What's on the horizon? Oh, and in terms of my books, if you want to see all my books, just go to ConnieReaganGreenBooks.com, ConnieReaganGreenBooks.com. That is my Amazon author page, so you can see what's new, what's available. I did something fun during the holidays. I gave away one or two of my books for free over a two-week period, and I only did about half my books. I have over 20 books, so that was fun to do. And I'll do it again probably in the spring, even though I always choose a weekend every month to offer something. It's a free Kindle download. You do not need Kindle Unlimited. Just click on Formats and Editions. Click on Kindle. If my book is free that day, it'll show it as $0.00. All right, so what's on the horizon? I will continue to do my spring and fall jumpstart trainings. So those are 10-week trainings. And Spring Jumpstart will start right after my live event. So my live event is March 6th through 8th. The following week, I will launch Spring Jumpstart. Fall Jumpstart obviously happens in the fall. Also, in 2020, this year, I will be doing two of my 10-week author courses. And I used to do 8-week author courses. I've done four of them so far. The fourth one, I still called it 8-week author, but I changed it to 10 weeks. And it was beneficial. I was able to teach more marketing to people. Also, when you're in the course, I take a look at everything that you have as you want me to, as you need me to, and I give you recommendations for getting a cover design and formatting by people that I've been using on Fiverr for quite a while. I do have someone who I consider my designer for books, but I've been using the people on Fiverr for a number of reasons, starting with if I'm recommending them for people that are in my courses, I want to make sure that I'm using them with some regularity myself, because I don't recommend anything or anyone that I don't use myself and pay for and benefit from and all of that. So those are the courses. I will do new seasons of two or three of my really simple courses. I also have my really simple affiliate marketing micro course available, and there's another session for that one planned. So contact me if that is of interest to you. And my reputation management made simple training. I'm doing updates for that as well. So what do I think will be big in 2020? Two things that really can be combined into one thought, and it's ebooks and short reports. So in terms of ebooks, the very best training that's out there that I know of is quite inexpensive. It's from someone who's a big name online. I'm not going to say who it is. I want you to investigate on your own. And if you go to ebookwritingprofits.com, you'll see who it is, what it is, and how much it is. You'll be shocked. You'll be shocked at the price. And this is fantastic training that's updated regularly, ebookwritingprofits.com. For short reports, I'm going to be teaching really simple short reports. I don't have an opening date for that, but it will be before my live event. I will have the first sessions for that. So this all comes down to what I'm doing that will help you, that will make a difference in your life. Because if I'm telling you about things that you're not interested in, then I have failed. For me to succeed, I need to hear from you. I need to know where you are in your business, what your goals and dreams are, and how I can somehow fit into the picture to help you move forward from where you are right now to closer to where you want to be. Because the goal and the dream, those are moving targets. Those will change over time as you get closer to them, and that's always a good thing. It's always wonderful. So things that I've been setting as goals and dreaming about over these 14 years, it's 14 years now I've been online, hard to believe. And during that time, I get closer to something, and then it shifts and it morphs. It changes a little bit. And the end results then are things much more wonderful than I had dreamed of previously. So I continue to be dedicated and devoted. That's two different things. Dedicated and devoted to helping you succeed as an entrepreneur and as an author. And I added authorship really in the last couple of years when I began teaching it, because I see people teaching how to write a book, and when I search everywhere for them, not only on Amazon, but I search, you know, on Google and every other place that I know, many times they haven't written a book, or sometimes they've written one book and it had some success. But I think you really want to learn authorship and write your book during a period of time with a group of people that have that same goal and guided by someone like myself that's now written over 20 books. And I've written books in different genres, and I've also published a couple of coloring books and a journal I published. But other than that, you know, most of those books, 95% of those books are entrepreneurship, authorship, and mindset around entrepreneurship and authorship. So I hope this has been helpful to you, and I hope you're setting very high goals for yourself for 2020, because we really can achieve anything we want to achieve, but if you don't believe it down deep, it's not going to happen. So believe in yourself. Even if you don't have people around you that boost you up and help you with your self-esteem and your confidence on a regular basis, and most of us don't have those people around us on a regular basis. I do more now because I know how to eliminate people that are negative and bring closer the people who are positive. I want people that are high energy, that are excited about what they're doing in their life every day, whether it's business or personal or a combination, whatever it is. So it starts with you believing in yourself. No negative self-talk. You must talk to yourself in a positive and loving way. When does it start for me? When I roll out of bed sometime around 4:30 or 5, every morning I look in the mirror and I say very wonderful, just marvelous things to myself. I'm complimentary. And I talk to myself in the mirror as though I were talking to someone else, but it's me. I know I'm talking to me. That's why I like to look in the mirror when I do it. Also, I really hope that you're using a planner. I recommended Brendon Burchard's planners this year. You can go to connieloves.me/HP Planner, HP Planner, and you can see everything here. I want to make sure that those are not sold out. Because sometimes, all right, I'm going over there now, HP, here we go. Oh, I'm sorry, it's plural, planners, connieloves.me/HP planners, and that can be all lowercase, that's fine. And they are still available. It's a six-pack that's good for 12 months because every journal, and these are full-size. These are, I have this right behind me on my bookshelf, and these are full size. They're 8.5 by, they're bigger than 8.5 by 11. They're 8.5 by, they're not legal size. Let me go down and see the dimensions of them. Yeah, they're 8.5 by 11. For some reason, as I'm looking at it, it looks a little bigger, but they're laid out just in a wonderful way, very different. It's not just an empty, you know, blank lined pages with quotes. It's nothing like that at all. So I chose yellow for January and February, and every 2 months then you use another one. So it's a whole year of planners, and it's just a few dollars a month for you to do that. So I hope you're using the planner, and you have to get used to doing it. And in the beginning, you might miss a few days. That's okay. Every day, start from where you are. That's the only place we can start from, where we are right now. So I believe I have covered everything on my list. So I didn't talk a lot about ebooks and short reports. I believe that ebooks being sold on a website will make a huge comeback, because that's what was very popular and very profitable when I first came online and for those next few years before Amazon came in with Kindle. So I have books on Kindle. I'm not saying to not use Kindle, but you will write books that you have more control over, that you can sell from your own website for a lot more money that will reach people who might not even think of looking on Amazon, or if they do, they might not find what they need, and you'll be there to do it. Short reports, I like to give mine away, but you can sell them. I have some that I sell. And a short report, it depends on your own definition of it. For me, I want something that's 10,000 words or more, because I really want to put in that effort and with that training. So I have a whole variety of short reports that I sell, but I wrap it in a course. So Book Launch Booster Rockets, it's a short report, but I expanded everything that I'm doing with it. So it's something that we'll talk about further, and we'll talk about it next time. So I've enjoyed sharing all of these things with you. I'd love to hear from you. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast, Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing. It's a free subscription. That way you won't miss any episodes. And again, this is episode 25, so I did two each month during 2019. And this is my third podcast. I really love podcasting because you talk to people and they connect back with you. So make sure that you're connecting back with me. Just join my list and hit reply to ask me a question. Those come to me and I answer them personally as quickly as possible, but for sure within 24 hours. If you haven't heard from me within 24 hours, just send it again. Just forward it to me again. And I would love to be connected with you. All right. This is Connie Reagan Green. And this podcast is Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing.